You're listening to Eureka on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Entrepreneurs. Ben Young has always been a great lover of the outdoors and conscious about the challenges facing our planet. And when his corporate career in Australia focused on business strategy led him into the waste management sector, he quickly learned that things were not adding up in the world of recycling. With less than 1% of all disposable cups actually being recycled, and all the rest taking up to 1,000 years to break down in landfill, he saw a market for reusable cups. After 4 years of product development, he launched his brand Frank Green, a range of reusable plastic and stainless steel cups and bottles sold online and at cafes and shops around the world. Here's Ben Young with the story of Frank Green.
If I start back from myself as a younger person, I was someone who was always in the outdoors and out fishing or out bushwalking or, you know, otherwise just having fun. And then from there, you know, you go through school and then university. Then I started my corporate career, and my corporate career was fantastic, and it's really allowed me to be in great stead for the journey of Frank Green. And my corporate career was in business strategy and also mergers and acquisitions. So as a part of that, I got to see a lot of businesses and why they were strong and why they were weak in certain areas. For the last 2 years of my corporate career, I worked in business strategy and mergers and acquisitions for Australia's largest waste company, Cleanaway. That was my last full-time job before I started Frank Green full-time. And that was an amazing eye-opener for me. You know, throughout my whole life, I thought that we recycled plastics and took care of the waste in terms of the bins that we put it in. And throughout that period, basically visiting nearly every waste facility in Australia, I found out that was not the case. We actually, you know, most plastics and things that we put in the bin go straight into landfill. I had the idea for Frank Green probably 10 years before then. I didn't have the kind of the passion that I needed to do it in terms of where I was in my life at the time. But then once I was in the waste management role, I then realized how devastating, you know, single-use plastics are on the environment, and that made me extremely passionate about getting my idea off the ground. The reason why we went into reusable cups and bottles was quite simply as they're the two greatest offenders to what ends up in landfill. For example, in Australia, single-use coffee cups and beverage containers make up around about 43% of landfill. When we did all the research, we did qualitative, quantitative research, you know, focus groups and everything like that, and we found out very clearly the reason why people don't invest in reusable products, because they lack the style and functionality of what they'd expect. And modern consumers are, you know, quite deservedly, that they need to have products that tickle their boxes and solve a solution for them. And that's why we came up with a criteria, and it literally is around about 100 things or items or functions that we needed to put into our product before we launched. Because it was, you know, it's a market that was expanding, and we needed to have a point of difference in that marketplace and a journey, and really show that Frank Green was a sustainability brand as opposed to a cup or a bottle business. Some of the design features that we put into our products around curves. Curves are beautiful, and people's minds really, really like them and the senses that they evoke. So the curves are in the curvature of the bottom of our products, follow what we call a golden ratio. And that golden ratio is just pleasing to people's eyes, and you don't really know why, but it just is. So we wanted a product that fitted beautifully in people's hands, but also aesthetically really ticked, you know, all the boxes as well. In addition to some of the curves that we have on our product, it's about when you turn the lid on, it's a screw down lid as opposed to a press down lid. We made it so it turns around pretty much 2.5 turns. We could have had the product seal in half a turn, but when you're putting hot coffee into a product, people's minds want to know that the lid's on properly. So that's why it needs to go around 2.5 times to really cement that the lid's on for our customers. Frank Green's, you know, vision is to stop the manufacture and use of single-use products. And in saying that, You know, consumers would like to have their water bottle or coffee cup as a fashion accessory. That it's a symbol of who they stand for. And it's those consumer dynamics, you know, the trends and that kind of thing that people want to keep up with it, that I think is super important, that you design a product with the consumer in mind. And we call that human-centered design, is very, very important. We've faced an enormous amount of challenges in terms of the design and also manufacturing of our product. You know, in the first instance, it's actually not as hard to design a product with all that ticks all, you know, the consumer's boxes from an aesthetic point of view, but then you've actually got to go and manufacture it, and you've got to manufacture it in a sustainable way that then can be replicated in a sense and done on a timely basis where the quality is right. So we took a 3-year process to actually do that, and we actually came up with two other products or styles and designs before we got to the one that we have now. And you know, after 6 months, because we all the very rigorous testing, you could imagine like how IKEA test things, you know, we went through that regime where we had a special jig made up and we pressed the button in our product 10 million times to see if there was wear or tear on our parts, because we couldn't start a premium brand and, you know, show our brand to our consumers without having that testing done. So that was really important for us. And it really did take 3 years of trial and error to get that right, and involving our consumers or customers in that every step of that journey, so we could get the right feedback in terms of what we were doing. Literally, you know, Frank Green as a name, we wanted something that was the values of our company, but also stood for what we were doing. So Frank literally means straightforward and honest, and green means sustainable. And also green means do something green, get out of your comfort zone, do something you've never done before. So in saying that, you know, those values that we have been, you know, presented to the wider community, and then other companies, for example, Disney, Google, Uber, that they come to you because they feel that our brands are in a sense aligned. And then it's quite an easy collaboration when you've got like-minded businesses doing great things for the environment, trying to galvanize our future. I think governments and communities can work together, and I think that's super important to at least educate people on their choices. And, you know, people don't realize, and because we haven't, you know, basically educated them properly, it's not consumers' fault. So just, they just don't know about it, and they've been presented or mispresented information in the past. So if we can educate consumers on the power of their choice and how what they do today affects the future for future generations. So I think that's the challenge that we have, being able to do that. And, you know, the role that governments and also big corporates can play is very important as well. And we've seen in the UK, House of Commons wanted to put a surcharge on single-use coffee cups when they were sold. That got defeated. But nevertheless, there's been some big companies like Starbucks that now put a 5p surcharge on people who buy a coffee in a single-use cup, but conversely give a 50p discount if you take your reusable cup to a cafe. And I think that's great, because it builds a bond between the cafe and the customer as they're working together to, you know, as I said before, galvanizing our future and the environment. Well, we'll be coming out with additional products, but it's also coming out with new technologies and that kind of thing in our range, because we need to make our products even more useful to a consumer than they are today. You know, the Internet of Things is not a phenomenon, you know, it's not a buzzword anymore, it's actually reality, and consumers expect more from everyday products. So we want to be able to stay connected with our customers and really show them in a real transparent way about our brand and the values that we stand for. And I think it's that storytelling that at any stage our customers and our partners understand that when they partner with Frank Green, that they're working with a business that cares deeply about, you know, the human rights of people, you know, manufacturing standards, the environment, and it's this total picture that happens. And we are as transparent as possible about what we do as a business internally. I think if you start as environmental, you know, environmental sustainability is the core of your brand at the start. You don't need to go back and reinvent yourself 5 years into your business. So for example, we designed the products in such a way that you could get certain amount in a box and certain amount of boxes on a pallet, so you can 100% utilize that pallet as opposed to having 80% utilization. So when we ship things, it's efficient and that kind of thing. And you know, it's about using materials that can be recycled and all that kind of thing. And we were always really passionate about that because we didn't want to have to apologize like a lot of brands do 10 years down the track because they know that they're worried about profit and profit only. So that was really the DNA of our business to start with. And there's so many sustainable practices that we have within the business that are just hygiene factors for us. And you know, another example of that, our manufacturing facility in Australia is also our fulfillment center. So we don't need to apologize for manufacturing our product in one location, putting it on a pallet, putting it on a truck, and taking it somewhere and unloading it, then doing the fulfillment. It all happens under one house or one roof. So yeah, they're the things that we've done. And you know, that is unheard of companies, you know, having that kind of steadfast, you know, dogged determination to do that up front.
Thanks very much to Ben Young for sharing the story of Frank Green. To learn more about their reusable cups, check out frankgreen.com. Thank you very much to Henry Reese Sheridan for conducting the interview with Ben in New York City. And thank you to Kieran Matthew Banerjee, who mixed and edited this show. I'm Daniel Bache. Thanks for listening and goodbye.